Bob C. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the dictation on patient Paloma Westmore, that is Wetmore, W-E. W-E-T-M-O-R-E, follows the earlier transcription this morning. The clinical indication is the same. Dear Dr. Turek, T-U-R-E-K, thank you for referring Paloma Wetmore for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. Paloma is a 37-year-old right-handed, pleasant, attractive woman who has one child and two babies at home that she takes care of. Subparagraph, the children and caring activities are not triggers for her migraine. Subparagraph, she's had migraines since she was in high school and was given some abortive medication then, but she is unaware as to what this medication was. New paragraph, more recently, she was initiated on Ubrelvy, which worked extremely well in aborting her migraines for the majority of headaches that she has. Subparagraph, she describes an occasional breakthrough headache that isn't completely responsive to the first Ubrelvy tablet that may be responsive to the second. New paragraph, in the past, she believes her headache triggers might have included hormonal changes. Subparagraph, she is currently on a hormonal preparation, which may be contributing to the recurrence of her headaches. New paragraph, she denies no other triggers. Subparagraph, she does no other neurological symptoms. There's some loss of smell that is beginning to return after having COVID virus infection earlier this year. New paragraph. She denies any other headache-related symptoms, including paresthesias, motor weakness. Subparagraph, she does report some sense of nausea, but no serious vomiting or emesis. At one point in her life after high school, the headaches resolved completely. She believes that this was a consequence of maturity with her following onset of menarche. Subparagraph, the headaches returned, however, after she suffered an episode of Lyme disease by her report. Subparagraph, I have no further information or laboratory testing on her Lyme disease, which I suspect may be present in your practice and which would be helpful for us in considering any further testing that might be useful. New paragraph. Nevertheless, she was also transitioned to prophylactic treatment with Emgality, which she has been using on a monthly basis, reducing the overall frequency and intensity of her headaches. New paragraph, she questioned today about other options for her headaches, including Botox injections. New paragraph, I discussed this with her, but indicated to her that her current medications are most optimal in controlling her headaches on a continuous basis without other potential side effects or complications that might be seen, for example, with Botox. New paragraph. In consideration of her current history and presentation, noting that she takes no nutritional supplementation, I'm going to refill her Ubrelvy so that she can obtain 16 tablets at a time instead of 8 or 10, and We will add a women's therapeutic vitamin to her regimen with extra vitamin B12 to take twice a day since she is on omeprazole. I'm also adding riboflavin for prophylactic headache management, vitamin B2 400 milligrams to see if this is beneficial for her. New paragraph, we will schedule her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquad brain imaging study any further diagnostic evaluation that would be important with her history of continuous and headaches. New paragraph, she does give a history of nocturnal cephalgia, but this is infrequent and does not continuously wake her up at night or in the morning. New paragraph. It would be my opinion at this time that on her current regimen, she is on optimal headache management therapy that could be readjusted to Botox if, for example, she decides that she wants to attempt more pregnancies. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation with the therapeutic results of this intervention and the results of her testing, considering any further evaluation and treatment that might be appropriate. So I respectfully have my professional signature.